You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we were just chatting pre-show here. We haven't had that many architects on the show over our 5.5-ish years. It's going to be a great conversation.
It's going to be a fantastic conversation. And I guess we're well on our way to fixing the architecture drought on the show.
We are. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Tim Hagen. He's a principal of Hagen Architects. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, I normally have this very set routine and how I kick off the show, but we were having this neat conversation pre-show, and I guess I just like you. There's a pretty unique story, unique spin in how you developed your business framework, your mindset. So why don't you just lead us off by telling us how you kind of got to where you are today and then how that informed the development of Hagen Architects?
Sure. Well, so I was one of those strange children who knew kind of exactly what they wanted to do from the point that I was about 10 and knew that architecture was where I was headed. And even from the point when I was 14, I started working in the industry. But as Hagen Architects, we really started as a furniture shop when I was working for other firms and developing the knowledge that I needed to do that. You know, I spent my time building furniture. And that really started as me. I had a roommate who moved out and we built furniture for him. And somebody saw that and wanted some desks. And so we built some desks. And, you know, it was a way for me to look at design and construction in a way that not a lot of architects get to. If you're going to design something and then build it, you have to know exactly what it's going to be. And that was really the start of why I was getting into it. And so over time, where a lot of architects will develop relationships and sort of steal clients as they walk out the door, mine really grew from a furniture shop. And so, you know, that turned into really our first clients. And when I started the company, we still did a lot of furniture. We don't do as much of it now, but...
But then 2008 happened and that changed a lot of things for you.
Well, so it did. So I was smart enough or not so smart enough to start my company 2 years before the recession hit. Mm. And that seemed a very good idea. And when the recession really hit, and you know, everybody that I knew who had anybody in their firm laid off 75% of them. And I really only had one person in my firm, so I had to lay myself off. And I took a job working on the floor at Home Depot. And ostensibly, I was a kitchen designer, but really, I was there on the floor helping people find the air conditioning filters and all the things that you generally do in Home Depot. And it was, on top of the recession, sort of a devastating thing conceptually at first to think, well, I'm an architect and I should be doing these things, and here I am. But what I realized in doing that, as people came to me with sort of a pile of a broken faucet and a pained look on their face, that job, that work, was pushing all of the same buttons for me that design did in many ways. And so I realized that while I still think of myself as a decent designer, what I realized through that was what I really enjoyed was helping people. What I really enjoyed was being able to take them from a place where they didn't know what was going on to where we had a solution for them.
I've been that guy walking with a pile of broken
stuff. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Just so you know.
Absolutely.
And it was a fun job. And I got to meet a lot of people. I had one client who would come in, and they're actually still friends of mine. They were people who had started a startup circus. And they would come in and they had their curly mustaches. And then they would say, Tim, we need to build a bed of nails. And I was like, well, all right, well, nails we have.
Okay.
And yeah, it was fun.
That sounds definitely like a lot of fun. Well, tell us what makes Hagen Architects different from other firms.
Well, I think our background, as starting with a very, very detailed furniture design standpoint, helps us to create a more detailed and more nuanced set of designs. We have our tagline, which started out as not really intending to mean much, but our thoughtful, detailed solutions, which started as really I was trying to humor some graphic design friends of mine who were clients and said, well, if you're starting a company, here's what you need to do. You need to come up with three words that are your... This is what you're after. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, realized that, well, that really is what we're after. And now 12 years in, we really are still very much trying to do the same thing. We want, you know, we could be off chasing airports and skyscrapers mm-hmm. and these huge projects. But we, you know, most of our work is on a fairly small scale. Mm-hmm. We work with a lot of families, and even the bigger projects that we do are for, you know, either small companies or smaller developments that are really rewarding because they're, for us, a chance to, you know, it goes back to the pile of a broken faucet. It is our chance to be able to help people and mm-hmm. get them something that might actually improve their life mm-hmm. and not just add to a bottom line somewhere.
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to dive into some of these specific projects of yours. But before we do that, you know, when I think of an architect, dead gumming, I want you focused on the details, right?
Sure.
But I get the sense that with you, that's not just some tagline on a fancy schmancy brochure. When I think of your mission of taking someone who doesn't know what's going on to someone who does, in the types of projects that you do, helping them understand why the details matter is a big part of your work. Yeah,
absolutely. I think there are some places that you go, and there aren't that many of them, but there are places where you go and you realize this is just right. You have a feeling. And I think a lot of times that what is creating that is that everything is coming together, all of the pieces of architecture. Because ultimately, as architects, mm-hmm. we don't run into architecture physically. It's around you and surrounds you. And when the details, when the materials come together in a way, when the light is just right, there is a, okay, we got that right. And it's very rare that that happens, but that really is. And that's why we started building furniture. When I did, it was about trying to learn that subtlety.
Hmm.
Well, looking around this room, I'm going to assume you did not design this one. Okay, Tim, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we're back with Tim Hagen of Hagen Architects.
Let's talk for a minute. I guess you kind of mentioned this, but let's talk for a minute about your typical client or your ideal client. You know, who do you usually work with and what kinds of projects do you do for them?
Well, our ideal client is one for whom the collaboration is an important part.
Right.
It's easy, especially when you get into the thought that you are a designer, that mm-hmm. and it's like songwriting in a lot of ways. You don't write songs if you don't think people should hear them. And you don't get into this industry if there's not some level of people should be in the places that I make. But what I've realized over time is the things that I really enjoy are when I'm not building my house, I'm not building my building. What I'm doing is helping them, helping my clients realize what maybe was always in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And that collaboration for me and anyone, and we do projects of a fairly wide range.
Mm-hmm.
We right now have on the boards everything from a pretty significant for us development of townhomes mm-hmm. On the northwest side on down to we're doing a carport.
Oh, wow.
For someone and with a swimming pool. And it's a small project, but the details, the thoughtfulness is all there. And we really try to, you know, when you narrow design down to thoughtfulness and solutions,
mm-hmm.
you can spread those values onto really any number of scales.
Well, thinking about what you've been saying about thoughtful, detailed solutions and these focusing on the details, I'm struck by the notion of, you know, you feel it when you're in a space like that, right? You're
sure.
kind of saying that. I mean, it's almost that you don't notice it because it's just so perfectly mm-hmm. embedded into your being at that moment, right? It's when there's something wrong that you get agitated and it doesn't fit right.
I mean,
right? But then when you sit back and you pause and you soak it in, that's when you really notice the perfection of that design, right?
Sure. Well, absolutely. I talk to a lot of people about it. I don't know if you all are dog owners,
yes. mm-hmm.
but when a dog gets confused and they sort of cock their head and look at you very strangely, I don't ever want people to think that about our buildings. You know, whether it's a new thing or whether it's an addition to an existing thing, our goal is to really have it feel like, well, if it wasn't always there, it should have been. And that all of the pieces come together in a way that, you know, as silly as it sounds, there's a certain harmony that goes with that or a certain balance.
Mm-hmm.
We use that word in the office a lot.
That's interesting. I completely agree with that. Well, let's talk about a few of the projects that you have. I know you've got them on the drawing board and they're probably complete, but not quite built yet. And they're on the horizon.
Sure.
Tell us about Thomas Street Cottages.
Well, that is it's a development over in DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. And it is a small lot that we are subdividing. And we're creating 7 new small cottages, and they are about 1,400 square feet mm-hmm. each. And we get to create a little neighborhood there. And the goal with the overall project is to not just create a neighborhood, but create a neighborhood of homes that a lot of people can afford.
Right.
And in that, it's super exciting for us, not just to work on the scale of a neighborhood and to try to come up with something that feels right for mm-hmm. the area, but to be able to provide that more affordable housing.
Right.
Is super exciting. And we have another project over at the intersection of Bolton and Main Street mm-hmm. on the Riverside area. And that will be 29 new townhomes. Mm-hmm. And we've arranged them so there's a little park in the middle. And we're considering them, we're looking at them as workforce housing. Mm-hmm. So the concept of workforce housing is, it is housing that is designed so that the people who are working in the area, the service people working in the area, policemen, firemen, nurses, who may not necessarily be able to afford the standard housing mm-hmm. in that area, this is something that is affordable on that level so right. that those people aren't excluded from an area because they mean so much to the people who live there.
Mm-hmm. But yet, it's going to be a high-quality place to live.
Oh, absolutely, right. absolutely.
And feel good and something they can be proud of.
Right. It's mm-hmm. What we try to do on top of just making houses or just making a building. We're really trying to make a place.
Right.
And that's why on the inside, it'll be a little dog park. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a ton of room to do that, but it was very important to us
right.
and the whole team involved to be able to create that space so that it wasn't just that we were putting people in affordable housing or any sort of cheap, it really goes back to the thoughtful mm-hmm. process.
Yeah.
How do we make these places in a way that people want to be there?
Right.
I'm still thinking about your comment, probably the top half of the show now, where you're like, I only work with people who revel in the collaborative process. And there, it's another one of those things you say, all right, well, every architect's going to collaborate with somebody. But I think you probably take that to another level, and it's a different kind of a relationship.
Well, we try to. Trust, I think, is a super important sure. part, partially just because when you deal with things on a building scale, the financial numbers that are thrown around, they're huge. It's expensive, especially nowadays, to build things. And so the trust that we can all work together and come up with the right solution, the thoughtful solution, and do it in a way that the end product is going to meet all of the different goals, both financially to create homes for people that can be afforded by people and have it in the end be something that everybody that is involved in the project can look at and say, okay, this is, you know, there's a lot of building that gets built that's more or less throwaway in the end.
Yeah.
That it's built, it accommodates a need somewhere. And that just simple accommodation, I don't think is enough. You know, my goal in the end, when, you know, I've got 20 or so years left in this, is I don't want to leave behind a trail of forgettable things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that from the standpoint of everything I do is so grand and wonderful. We can do very simple things and have them be special. You can make good architecture out of Q-tips if you put them there in a way that is thoughtful and meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our goal really is to leave behind, when all of this is done, places where we've done some good.
Well, and that comes from your furniture. There's been hundreds of pieces of furniture that meant nothing and I tossed it when I no longer needed it.
Sure, right.
Then there's that rare piece where you're like, I've got to figure out how I can leverage this thing somehow, some way in my home, because it just means something to me.
Absolutely. Well, I think there are a number, and the world is full of objects that are instantly noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of a funny way to say that. But when you touch them and feel them and experience them, that you realize that it's more than the packaging.
Right.
It takes some skill to do that. And it really takes that collaboration. You have to have a lot of people on board
mm-hmm.
to have that as a goal, is let's do something that is going to leave behind a good product and good in all of the senses of that.
So as far as, you know, your kind of your service area, is most of your work in Georgia, or do you also work throughout the Southeast?
We can work really anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our work is in town.
Right.
And then, you know, largely in the Southeast, we've worked as far away as Kentucky in the land between the lakes area. But, you know, with email and, well, I guess we don't really use fax machines so much anymore, but especially with email and the gift of PDF, we really can send things anywhere. And because of that, we're able to build in a lot of different places, and we can do things more remotely than you used to be able to do as an architect. At the same time, there's a certain, I think, amount of regionalness to some of what we do. I grew up in the South, and as such, you know, I'm a little more steeped in that. You know, we build differently here. You build differently really everywhere you go. There are going to be different methods and customs of how you'll put something together. And the joy of, I guess, doing furniture is we've learned a lot about how to then start adapting these things. But most of our work is in the South, and it's a wonderful place to build.
Outstanding. Well, Tim, hate to say it, running low on time. Before I let you go, should anyone want to contact you and learn more about your work, where do they go?
Well, you can see our website at HagenArchitects.com, and you can also call us on the phone at 404-998-5450, and I'm extension 1.
Tim Hagen, the principal of Hagen Architects. Real pleasure to have you. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure has been ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Tim Hagen, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again next week right here. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.